Among the articles of faith affirmed by the Apostles' Creed is belief in the church. But there are many different conceptions of the church among Christians today. Is the church a group of people, or a building, or a historical institution? Or is it more complicated than any of those concepts? What is the church?
La iglesia es la comunidad de creyentes.
The church is the community of believers, the body of Christ. The church is a new humanity whom God has called out of a sinful world to live with Him forever and to represent Him. The church is also the way by which God unleashes His power and His might to transform the world. The church is a living testimony to Christ's sacrifice that can be seen working itself in the life of people as they fight to keep holy lives, to distance themselves from sin, and at the same time, learn to love and serve their fellow man. The church is also the way by which we communicate the gospel in a clear and bold way to the world.
The name church has its origin in a Greek word ekklesia. Originally, it is not a Christian word. Generally, it means community, fellowship, which is gathering for a certain reason. In the New Testament, ekklesia represents about four possibilities. It's a universal church, general church of all saints. We read it in Ephesians 1. He put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church. Second, it's a local church, means concrete fellowship in the town. We read in Romans 16, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church of Kenchre. Third, worship, assembly of the saints. The church is also Sunday morning assembly. We read in 1 Corinthians 14, for in the first place when you assemble as a church. And the fourth, home groups. Paul greets Priscilla and Aquila and greet also the church in their house.
I think a good starting point is remembering that the word for church in the Greek New Testament, ekklesia, is really the Greek term used to convey the Old Testament idea of the assembly of God's people, the kahal. So that the New Testament church is in continuity with the Old Testament assembly, the assembly of God's people.
When Paul, at the end of Galatians 6:16, says as his farewell to the churches in Galatia, peace be upon the Israel of God. You can make that statement to mean Paul is saying greetings to fellow Jews in Galatia, converted Jews, Christian Jews. Now that hardly seems plausible in a letter in which the distinctive note has been, Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. Why would he, after recording his public outburst with Peter in Antioch, where Peter had refused to eat his pork sandwiches because the heavyweights from Jerusalem had come to Antioch and he went and sat and ate kosher food with his Jewish buddies and Paul dressed him down to the face, why would Paul then at the end of this letter say, oh, by the way, peace be to my Jewish friends? No, when he says peace be upon the Israel of God, he's making the same point. The Israel of God consists of Jews and Gentiles. The church of the Old Testament is the church of the New Testament, or perhaps more pointedly, the church of the New Testament is but the flowering of the church of the Old Testament. There is one administration of a covenant of grace that operates from Abraham right through to Paul and right through to you and me today. There is no distinctive Jewish church and Gentile church, or Jewish kingdom and Gentile church. There is but one church, the body of Christ.